Welcome to the Cobas podcast series. I go by the name Olakunle and I have two special guests with me. To my left hand side, I have
Rodos in the building, Gege Akukurege in the building.
And I got someone new. You have never heard his voice on this show or this podcast. This guy is very new. And guess what? He's not Nigerian. So you can't say, oh, Nigerians are here. So I have with me at my right hand side.
I go by Musa. I'm here today representing Southern Africa.
Perfect.
Originally from Zimbabwe though, not South Africa. Don't get that twisted.
More than perfect. Don't mix it up.
I'll mix it up.
So it's West Africa and South Africa in the house tonight, you know. Sir. So yeah, we are going to talk about one album. Tyler the album. We are going south side this evening. So Tyler, the Grammy Award winner, dropped an album I think a week or 1.5 weeks ago. Mm-hmm. And yeah, we're here to talk about it. We're here to give our own view about our views about the album. I have my view. I call as his view. Mutsa as his view. So yeah, I'm gonna start with you, Mutsa.
Oh man. To be honest with you, this album wasn't like a standout album, you know?
Is that what you think?
Okay. Yeah. Rate the album from scale to from 1 to 10.
1 to 10? It's a 7. It's a
7.
Okay. Yeah.
I would actually listen to that.
Okay. That's decent. So,
okay. Okay. I think the album... First of all, I don't see Tyler as an Afrobeat artist. I don't see her as an amapiano artist. I think she's more of a pop star.
Exactly.
And for that genre, that was a pretty good album. And she's not just of a pop star, she's more of like, she's kind of a bit unique with her style. So I would say it's a decent album, but a lot of people wanted more from it. You know, I can understand a lot of people's different perspective. You know, it's Tyler, the African, the new kid on the block, you know, yeah. You just won Grammy Award. You know, we expect a crazy album. Exactly. But I think what I noticed about her, even before, I've known Tyler before Water. So what I noticed is that she just has her own unique style, because it's not every artist who comes from Africa that has to do African popular genres like Afrobeat, Amapiano, Juju, whatever. This is relating to what Whiskey said last time. Tyler to me is a South African musician who releases pop music. And if I'm going to judge a pop musical album, I would say I would give it a good 8.
8 out of 10.
Eight.
Yeah, that's a pop album. A decent pop album. Okay. Like, for pop genre, that's a very good album. Like, not a standout, not a Taylor Swift level, whatever. Yeah. But I think that it was a very, very decent album. Afua, what do you think? Afua, the way Afua is nodding his head is like,
I don't want to say something.
Make a no stone this guy. Make a no stone now. Make a no stone Kule, but.
Yeah, I just feel like, same like what Musa gave Tyler is actually okay, decent. Because, like, to whom much is giving, much expected.
Expected.
So, like, after winning the Grammy.
What was giving to her? Is it Grammy?
Grammy, yeah. You know, now, like, after winning the Grammy, expecting, like, another banger, like, a massive hit. I don't know if you guys have actually observed, after the album, she has promoted the album for a very long time. Definitely, any artist to promote the album, but like, there's no banger. Even the Fire from Water is already not going.
Do you know what? Yeah. I don't feel.
So that's the reason why I give it like, also like Musa, I'll give it a 7, because it has actually some good songs.
Okay.
Some good songs. Like my favorite song, like I told before starting, I told Musa, is the Truth or Dare. So yeah. It's a very, very decent song.
I was doing today, to me, to be honest, Water was not my favorite track at all. Like, when I listened to the whole album, it's just like, yes, Water is massive. But I was going to give Water, like, my fourth favorite. I really like Safer. Mm-hmm. I like Safer. I like, there's another one I like. Is it Breathe Me?
Breathe Me
was not bad also. Been Thinking was just there.
There was one with Becky G, yeah. I actually find that one nice though.
Yeah,
I'm forgetting the name, but I was just thinking of Sifa, Been Thinking, Britney. Then Water comes in, but to me, Water was more of the performance. Yeah, the performance made Water big.
Facts.
When we're going to talk about music, I think me, I would go for Sifa. And there's one song.
What do you rate the album?
I give the album eight. A decent eight. As a pop album.
Which one be pop again? I don't
know. That pop album.
Please don't try.
That's what I'm saying,
bro.
That's not.
I'm a piano album. Forget leave all this. I'm a piano beat. Don't try change
it. If you're gonna give it a piano structuring, the rating will drop from it.
Yeah, it's good.
It will go down.
Okay.
Exactly.
Let me pop.
Like what Whiskey said the other time.
Exactly.
See, there's a boundary. Our album, I listened to the whole album. Yes, the song I forgot to was ART. Art 2 was nice.
Okay.
So back to what I'm saying. Our album is not versatile enough to say it's a mix of. It's an Afrofusion album. When you look at Burna Boy's album, it's a proper mix.
Yeah.
You look at Made in Lagos, it was a proper mix. Why is this man?
Look at Timeless, you're gonna do fire.
Okay, if you look at Timeless. According to Emmanuel, it's a proper mix.
According to me.
Okay, no, but me, I feel Timeless is more, it's a proper Afrobeat album though. So if we go back to Tyler's album, Tyler the album, I don't see a lot of mixture of different sounds. It's just, I just see a sound. And yes, he tried like one or two songs on my piano. There was one that was highly on my piano influenced, but at the end of the day, I see this girl as a pop star.
But I think the one with Becky G was actually kind of like a Latina.
Yes.
She tried, but she was trying to be versatile, but I don't think Tyler is a versatile artist. That's what I'm going to.
No, let's give her time. Okay.
She's doing it. I'll give her time. There are some people like Taylor Swift now. She's who she is. She never changed. She's a pop. I believe Tyler is heading to that direction. My only fear for Tyler is that people might get tired of her sound. Like this album, at some point I thought I was hearing the same.
Okay. Fair enough.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, I get what you're saying.
At some point I thought I was like. Okay, this didn't sound like the other songs, they all sounded alike, you understand? So yeah, that's just my fear. I believe the fact that she's not versatile enough might be a bit of, you know, a negative thing for her. But you never know how the future goes.
Well, you know what that's in the music industry, right? Mm-hmm. If you're not that good, I'm not saying she's not that good, don't get me wrong. But if you're not that good, your beauty or your package or somebody else.
You mean beauty privilege?
Beauty and package. Do you package yourself to trade or the
internet? Yeah, you have a point.
It's not just about making music, you need to sell records too.
You need to have a family. Definitely.
You need everything. It's all about your branding, you know?
Definitely.
And Tyler is young, she has time on herself also to grow, learn, and try if she can produce a hit song. Tyler just came away. When did the Water come out? That was last year, right?
It's never up to a year. I think Water came around August. It's not up to a year.
She has a Grammy.
It's not up to a year.
Really?
You see, she has a Grammy. So let's
I think the Grammy is more of like a good starting point for her.
Yeah, let's give her time. I believe.
Do you think Tyler the album?
Do you think
this album will scatter the award shows? When I mean award shows, every award shows. Do you think it will scatter the BET? Do you think it will scatter the Grammys? Do you think it will scatter the MTVs? Do you think it will let's go back to Africa? Do you think it will scatter the Mamas? Do you think it will scatter the...
No, Musa, we can't hear you.
Musa,
talk out.
We want to hear you. You're just nodding your head. Like, it's like, I'm getting a feeling you're not Taylor's fan.
Nah. Wait. before I get attacked by people right now.
Mm-hmm.
I am a Taylor fan, but the thing is, like, as you said before, like, some of the songs are a bit, like, generic, like, they're kind of the same.
The same, exactly.
So, like, personally, I would prefer her to, like, to at least, like, be more direct with the type of music she's doing. Like,
you want her to be more, like, exact.
How do I explain it? I mean, I don't want to say diversified, but, like, the song has to be, like, unique in her own way, in a way that, like, other people might be influenced. Because okay. This one, I don't think people might get influenced by this type of music.
Yeah, I agree with you there. I don't think her music can be very, very influential with this style. Like, I don't think she can really be that influential. Yeah. But you never know, you know.
No, she has time, though.
The time is there. She's 22, right?
Yeah.
Of course, the time is there. But I think as a pop album, it's very decent. Award shows, certifications. I think the album has a big potential. I see it winning some awards in Africa.
Yeah,
I see it winning the Mamas.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like this album can actually change people's mind. Just like when Big Lagos came out the first time. Mm-hmm. People were skeptical about the album. Like, what's this?
Oh, and later but you can't compare. The boss made a little Lagos gathered.
I'm not comparing the boss.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, when Benny Lagos has a lot of buzz about whiskey dropping Benny Lagos album and stuff. When he saw the album came out, it was not all that, bro, let's be honest.
Yeah.
It actually got like backlash on it, and people like, bro, what's this? This is not whiskey. Obviously, you're making Lagos.
It's not the sound we're used to.
You're saying it like UK music, you know? Understand? But I'm saying right now, people don't actually fuck with the album like that, but
yeah.
it's
not buzzing as expected.
There's a probability that in the next couple of months
it will get bigger.
It can
explode.
Probably.
Yeah, probably.
It might grow.
Yeah, the album is like, I think, a month old or 2 weeks or 3 weeks.
Tyler,
yeah.
It's one of them. Almost 2 weeks. Let's say 2 weeks. But I think she should work more on the promotions. You know, I think the album is to me is very decent.
The album is good.
But you know, other albums are coming, so this year I'm actually looking forward to the award shows because
this year's a good
time. Because depending on the project, upcoming project, depending on them, to be interested if this award wins, if Tyler wins award over them. You know, the water was very controversial when it over unavailable by Davido. So I'm looking forward to Davido's new album, to Wizkid's new album.
I don't think they will do a deluxe of Timeless.
It doesn't need it. Really? It's not every time you have to do deluxe, to be honest. You should do it.
Yeah.
I think it's gonna do a complete new album.
Really?
Yeah, Wizkid is also gonna drop an album.
Yeah, you say.
We don't know if about Bonaboy. I think Bonaboy, if I'm him, I will just take a break.
Bonaboy
just
enjoy.
Exactly. If I'm Bonaboy, I will take a break. He had a successful album again last year, just take a break, you know. And do more of singles, huh?
Is he still on tour?
No, I think it's
not. No, it's back in Nigeria right now.
It's currently chilling. I think it's done with his tour.
Okay.
Yeah. Someone I'm expecting a project from. Rema.
Oh, yeah.
Rema, huh?
Yeah. Rema. And I think Rema has to be like. Rema should watch his back. So when I mean watch his back, he should watch his back from Tyler. Yes. Tyler has something he doesn't. Rema is like.
Let me explain. I'm confused right now.
It's good when you win the biggest award in the world.
Okay.
Tell us that Rema doesn't have that.
Okay.
You understand? Sorry. I think
Rema is in the Guinness Book of Records.
It doesn't matter, but winning a Grammy is big. I think
being in the Guinness Book of Records, everybody that can be in the Guinness Book of Records. Rema also have time to win the Grammy.
I'm saying no, he has time, but I'm saying Rema should just watch his back. And that's what I'm saying because.
Oh, we're watching his back. No problem.
Exactly.
Gallant. Rema is gallant. Don't
joke because Rema has that Prince of Avonlea vibe.
Mm-hmm.
And Tyler is now the Princess of Africa music. It's going to be the battle of the prince and the princess. That's what I'm trying to say.
Do you believe that Taylor has what it takes
to
be the same in the same spot like La Riba. Bro, like,
it depends. A beauty privilege.
Music wise, I don't think so. Maybe.
Beauty privilege, yeah, facts. Beauty privilege, obviously. Yeah. Femi drink facts. Water. Because. Why are you drinking water?
Feeling a bit hot.
Because I'm sweating now.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, so, like I was saying, Rema needs to watch his back from Tyler because I believe with time, due to having that Grammy advantage, she can overtake Rema.
But the thing about these Grammys, man, I don't really trust the Grammys. That's the thing.
No. I don't accept that one, bro. Stop.
Yeah, man, I've been drinking water on this episode. Tyler! What did you put into your music? I've just been drinking water throughout.
Like, what did you put in your
music? Exactly.
My guy is sweetie.
You guys, I have a question.
Yeah.
Do you see Tyler becoming the future queen of African music? Do you see her pushing Ira Star out? Do you see her pushing Tapes out? Do you see her pushing Tiwa Savage out?
Yemi Alade is already out.
You're wicked.
Yemi Alade, no offense.
We love you.
No, we don't love that. Jody love you. I don't love you. Positive criticism.
Positive feedback.
You're not there again. That year you were senior lady, chair lady, the industry. Now you're not all that. You understand? You just have to accept it. Yeah, you just have to accept it. I don't believe musically wise, Tyler could prove me wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't believe right now, like the music, the album, like lyrically or musically wise, she could beat like Ira Star and Tapes because although she has a Grammy. But it's one thing to, I don't, let it not be that Tyler will now become like a one hit wonder.
I don't want that for her.
You understand? Yeah.
But it's possible.
Because she has the, if she can work on the music aspect and stay relevant for like, I think, 2 or 3 more years with her beauty and her package,
beauty privilege, yeah.
She can push out. And which is also humble, which connects with people, which talks.
Yeah. One thing, like you said before, we even recorded our authenticity. Yeah,
exactly.
I love that about her. She's herself princess. Everywhere she goes. You know.
Yeah, that's what can make. That's what can make her be like actually like the princess of Afrobeat.
Yeah, please don't change.
Please don't change. Please, Tyler, we love you.
Yeah, so don't change. Keep repping Africa. Keep repping South Africa. And to be honest, you're doing good for yourself. So.
Yeah, more blessings, more everything, Tyler.
So, guys, in conclusion, a general rating, everyone. What do you rate the album? Okay, let's not see it as a pop album or Afrobeat or Amapiano. What do you rate Tyler the album? I'm gonna start with you, Musa.
Tyler the album for me is a 7. I could go back and listen to it again. It's the type of music you could hear in an event, you know, just vibing out, just eating in a restaurant, something like that. So it's a good album, honestly. It's a good album, but I was expecting a bit more.
You expected more. Okay. Yeah, yeah, that's the energy I'm getting from everyone.
Yes, well, I expected more.
I'm not going to lie, but okay.
But
it's good 7 from you.
Yeah.
Where about you?
Maybe I'll choose 7 too, but I'll give her
a bit. I said 8 initially.
Drop out.
Am I going to stick to it?
Drop out.
Okay, I will say 7.5 now.
Bro, minus 5, leave our 7.
But this is 2 against 1, yeah, then it stays 7. So we're going to give Tyler the album 7 over 10.
Yes, yeah,
so
we'll still go back and vibe.
We'll vibe to it, you know. True. That's beautiful African music from an African artist.
Exactly. You know.
And we want to use this medium to say to you, share our stuff, promote our stuff, stream our stuff.
Yeah, you guys need to. Maybe we will drop a whole album for you people to say.
Exactly.
And so on that note, we come to the end of this beautiful show. Like I said, stream, share, promote, listen. Share to everybody. Your boyfriend, your girlfriend, your mom, your father,
like
your grandparents. You know.
Stream it.
Expect more episodes coming in the coming weeks, but for now enjoy this beautiful episode about Tyler the album. Not about Tyler or Tyler the album.
Okay.
Whatever. Yeah, just enjoy.
Enjoy, exactly.
We'll see another time.
All right.
Peace. Yeah.